Hi, everybody. I'm Dennis Prager. This is a fireside chat, but it's a unique fireside chat. It's not unique because of Otto. Otto's with me every fireside chat. He's my bulldog. And no matter what happens in America or the world, Otto is at peace, which gives his owner some peace. But that's another subject. So it's divided into three parts, and then I'm going to take my comments are divided into three parts, and then I'm going to take your questions spontaneously as they come in. And the three parts are a reaction to what happened at the U.S. Capitol yesterday, comments on the reactions to what happened, and the general state of the country that would have such things happen, et cetera, et cetera. So let's begin with my reaction to what happened. It was awful. It was immoral. It was wrong. And it was stupid. And it's difficult to use such adjectives. There's no doubt that there are people there who meant well, but as I've always said, intentions really don't matter. It's what you do that matters. Everything that these people wanted to achieve, the opposite happened. The country takes the idea of there having been fraud in the election less seriously, not more seriously. Republican senators and representatives who were sticking their neck out to make the case for there being the likelihood, not it's not definite, it's not proven, but the likelihood of fraud, they were undermined because they were simply removed from the ability to even make the case. Because the mob that took over the U.S. Capitol pushed them aside. There are a whole host of consequences unforeseen because of what happened at the U.S. Capitol. The president, just within a few minutes ago, if I'm not mistaken, announced that Joe Biden had won the election. I don't know if he would have done that if in fact, there were not the mob at the U.S. Capitol. See, it's very hard when you're passionate not to be guided by passion. That's the way it works. It's true for people on the left. It's particularly true for people on the left because the left is all about emotion. And it's, yes, this is an example of it being true for people on the right. What could you possibly think good could happen from smashing the windows of the U.S. Capitol? It's bad enough when people smash windows at the local Target. But to do it at one of the most important buildings in America, that's where the Congress of the United States meets, that's a pretty drastic thing to do, to smash in those windows and invade it. That's what happened. It was invaded. So what the thinking was, I know that there were callers to my show who told me, oh, well, there are Antifa people who were helping organize it. Even if there were, and I've thus far seen no evidence of it, even if there were, that doesn't explain why anybody there for the rally for the president would have followed them, right? It's irrelevant. If they were Antifa, if every single person in the mob was an Antifa person, that would matter. But they weren't, so it's pointless. It's not an argument that matters. There are people who mobbed it. Now, I want to give some perspective. There were, I don't know the number, but a vast number of people at the rally with the President of the United States and for the President of the United States. Like all conservative right-wing rallies, it was peaceful. I mean, genuinely peaceful. Not peaceful in the way in which a lot of the left-wing rallies and demonstrations took place over the course of the year 2020. This was a genuine, typical, polite, right-wing rally. People go and they're nice. We have a video up at PragerU given by a woman from who was a lifelong liberal in New Hampshire. And she went to a Trump rally about a year and a half ago out of sheer curiosity to see what these jerks were really like. Her friends warned her that if they found out, if the people there found out she was a Democrat, she was taking her life into her hands. She was a little scared about going. All she saw were smiling and sweet and happy people, which is basically correct. That is, those are the people that have tended to support the president. I will have more about that in a moment, about the contempt that the elites have for half this country, which is a very big factor here. And that was the rally. And then a few hundred, apparently, I don't know the number there either, broke away and or went into, invaded, I mean, that's a fair word, invaded the U.S. Capitol, thinking they would achieve what exactly, I still don't know. That's so, I want to make it clear that I condemn what was done. Now let me talk to you about part two. You don't judge any movement or any nation by the actions of a bad few, whether it's left, right, American, non-American, Christian, Jewish, Muslim. You judge, generally, you judge a group, a religion, a nationality, an ideology, by how its spokesmen react to the evil done by fellow members. That's the giveaway as to the moral state of a group, of a nation, of a movement. I'll give you an example because, as many of you know, I'm very involved in Bible study and in writing a commentary on the Bible. Volume 3, I have to finish by the end of this month, so I'm going a little nuts. And I will. It's called The Rational Bible. So here is a very beautiful thing about the Bible. The Bible, talking about the Old Testament, actually both Testaments are the creations of Jews, but the Jewish Bible is the Old Testament. Christian Bible is both Testaments. And in the Old Testament, guess who's criticized the most? Jews. Now, that's a very powerful statement. That the Jewish Bible would criticize its own people the most tells you something about the Jewish Bible. It's very impressive. So if you can criticize your own for moral lapses, that says a lot about you. And if you don't criticize your own for moral lapses, that says a lot about you. So guess what? Within an hour, every leading Republican I know of condemned in no compromise terms what happened at the U.S. Capitol. Everyone. And the most conservative and the moderate, it didn't matter. Republicans throughout condemned the mob entering the U.S. Capitol. You'll have to look pretty hard to find Democratic senators and congressmen and governors and mayors condemning not one mob in a building, in an important building, but fires, riots, violence, looting, stealing, burning police cars. Not only will you not find the Democrat, it's very rare to find any Democrat condemning them. In most cases, they condemn the people who condemn them. There's a very important moral difference between the right and the left. We condemn our guys who do bad. They don't condemn their guys who do bad. Not every single one. There are a few statements here and there. Portland, Oregon, for month after month, riots, destruction, burning. And the Democratic mayor, the Democratic governor, not only didn't condemn them, they never arrested them. Nobody was arrested. the damage done, the destruction of people's livelihoods in downtown Portland, downtown Seattle, downtown, you name the downtown of any city. And then ask, what did the Democratic mayor of that city do? What did the Democratic governor of that state do? And the answer is nothing. Not only no condemnation, as I said, no arrest. That's a, if you're an open-minded person struggling to figure out, gee, which is the more decent side, the right or the left, there's no comparison. There is no, this is a perfect example. Nothing was burned. I mean, after all, in the case of the mob in the U.S. Capitol, right? Nobody was beaten up. There was the tragedy of a woman shot to death by one of the police there. But otherwise, there was no violence as such by the people entering the Capitol, other than obviously the smashing of the windows. In order to get in, and that is violent. That also taking over rooms is violent. But for the New York Times to headline you have to see the LA Times, USA Today, New York Times today, gigantic banners as if World War III had just begun about the what happened at the U.S. Capitol. It's an astonishing thing to see. There was no such headline in the New York Times or USA Today or any of the other papers. There was none when all of these burnings took place in all of these cities, when left-wing violence took place. Nothing like it. It was like it didn't happen. This is one of the most important aspects of what happened. Do you know that when there were the Brett Kavanaugh hearings for the U.S. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, do you know that Senate offices were taken over by left-wing mobs? You probably don't even know it. There was no attempt. Why is that any different? Taking over the Senate office building and taking over the Capitol. Do you know that in Madison, Wisconsin, a few years ago, left-wing mobs took over the state capitol. The state capitol, just like the capitol in Washington, D.C. And they took over the state capitol in Madison, Wisconsin. I don't even remember, for a very long period of time. I don't know, for I think weeks. Maybe days, maybe months. I don't remember. It was like a non-issue. Were they condemned by Democrats? Of course not. So I need you to keep perspective on the moral distinction between left and right, which is so powerful and so powerfully illustrated by what I just told you in the different reactions. We are embarrassed. The left is not embarrassed. I've seen that my whole life. We are embarrassed when people who say that they are one of us do something wrong. They are not. That's huge. Point number three. There is, in the United States today, about half of the population that feels increasingly suppressed by the other half. I mean suppressed. The real deal. Wherein you are going to get some people who just, as it were, can't handle it anymore. The human being and groups are like pressure cookers. Life has a lot of pressure. So how does a pressure cooker, why do they not explode? Because there's steam that is allowed to come out. The steam that is allowed to come out in society is free speech. You get your tension out through speaking your mind. But the left suppresses free speech. That has always been true. I've talked about this in many fireside chats. At college, They don't, if on the rare occasion a conservative speaker comes, they do everything to stop that possibility. There are always demonstrations against their coming. I know I'm one of those speakers. And Twitter and YouTube and Facebook, the suppression of any speech that they differ with is increasing. Facebook and Twitter had the audacity to say they're shutting down the account of the President of the United States. And we are not to we are not conservatives in America. Kids, for example, young people who love this country are not to feel that they are being suppressed when that happens. The suppression that is taking place is causing a lot of people to have no release for their pressure. People who love this country are shut down. You speak about your love of America at work, you may get fired. Imagine bringing an American flag to work in most cases. Would you bring a U.S. flag to Google if you work there? Would you bring a U.S. flag to Nike if you work there? You get in trouble if you bring a U.S. flag. You'll be ostracized. So everything, every institution has been corrupted by the left. Universities, high schools, elementary schools, the media. The media are utterly corrupt. I say this with no joy. Just these headlines today about yesterday are a giveaway that they're propaganda sheets for the left, for the Democratic Party, just like Pravda was for the Communist Party in the Soviet Union. That's what I grew up reading, Pravda, because I studied Russian in order to read it, is the Soviet Communist newspaper. I never thought I would compare American newspapers to Pravda. Utterly predictable headlines, because they're not there for truth. The New York Times has developed the biggest lie in American history. Yes, the biggest lie, that America was founded in 1619 and that the American Revolution was fought in order to preserve slavery. This was declared a lie by Sean Wilentz, an anti-Trump liberal Democrat professor at Princeton. And his colleagues, the greatest experts on American history, have declared the New York Times 1619 Project a lie. What is the point of all this? The point of all this is that Americans, young or any age, who love this country, have seen the country taken over, every one of its institutions. And this is the killer again. As bad as that is, at least if we could speak our minds, they feel, then at least we get the pressure out of our system. But they're not allowed to speak their minds. It's the cancel culture. So is it any wonder that on one occasion it spilled over into the U.S. Capitol, something I have utterly condemned? I'm now explaining. I am not in any way defending. I think it was, as I said, not just bad, but stupid and utterly destructive. But at a given point, people snap. Every part of American life has contempt for the person who does revere this country. And that's half of us who know that this is the best of all the experiments in human history. America's been the greatest experiment in freedom and in decency. So it's no wonder that people have no release for their pressure when they are also prevented from speaking. I made a note here to give you an idea of the lies that pervade our culture. Joe Biden said today, if you will, President-elect Biden, no one can tell me that if it had been a group of Black Lives Matter protesting yesterday, they wouldn't have been treated very, very differently than the mob of thugs that stormed the Capitol. Really? Really? This is, what does it say? What did he say, the guy on MSNBC? who does that morning show? The guy on, is a former congressman, anyway. I got too many names in my brain. Said today, had it been blacks protesting, they'd have been shot in the face. Given the tens of thousands of blacks protesting all of 2020, or most of 2020, how many were shot in the face? I think zero. They just make up these lies. Biden lied. This is a big lie. No one can tell me that if it had been a group of Black Lives Matter protesting yesterday, they wouldn't have been treated very, very differently. Really? And then he goes, then the mob of thugs that stormed the Capitol, has he ever called the left-wing violent protesters, the rioters, have they called them thugs? He has condemned them, although it took him a week to do so after the riot started in April or May. This is what the people believe. And we know, wait a minute, why are you lying to us? And what is it? What do you mean? So wait a minute. So what are you saying? That the Capitol Police are racist? That's what Biden is saying. This is the man who says he's going to bring the country together. Another gigantic lie. The Capitol Police are racists. That's what Biden has just said. President-elect Biden. But I will unite America, unlike Donald Trump. I will unite America. Right? That's what he said. That the Capitol Police are racist because they would have treated Black Lives Matter people differently. Very, very differently. Same with Karen Bass, Democratic Congresswoman from California. I mean, can you imagine if this was Black Lives Matter? Can you for one moment imagine what would happen? What would happen? Okay. And, oh, yes, I might address the issue for a moment on were the elections fair. I have said from the beginning I was agnostic. I have no proof, and I never claimed that I had proof or that there was proof. But if you do believe in circumstantial evidence, it's pretty powerful. Do you know that the last president to get more votes running for re-election than he got the first time was 150 years ago. So essentially, it just doesn't happen. Now, you could say, okay, so it happened. That's right, it might have. I agree. How about this? There are 19 what are called bellwether counties in America. Both Republicans and Democrats acknowledge these 19 can basically tell you how the election will go. If they overwhelmingly go for the Democrat will win. If they overwhelmingly go for the Republican will win. Guess what the results were in the 19 bellwether counties in America? 18 went for Donald Trump. Okay, you could say, well, look, what an amazing coincidence. But it keeps happening. There are more and more of these coincidences. How about this? Here's a piece of data for you. Congressman Dan Bishop of North Carolina reported 385 pre-election lawsuits to change election laws before this election. Why did they change all their election laws? And by the way, whatever happened to Election Day? When I grew up, there was an Election Day. Now there's an Election Month. All done by the Democrats. Because it's easier to do whatever you want to do. I didn't say anything was done. I don't know. But if almost half this country believes it, unlike the Russian collusion thing, which was a lie, and the Democrats and the media pursued that for 3 years, but we can't pursue for a few weeks the notion that there may have been tampering with ballots? I'll end with an interesting observation that I have made on this. Because you have to ask a very simple question. What would stop Democrats, people on the left, from cheating in an election count? So you could say there's really only one thing, right? Their conscience. But every leftist believes that Donald Trump was a fascist, was a racist, was a white supremacist. And a dictator. Now, to be honest, if I believed someone, if I were a vote counter and I could prevent a fascist, white supremacist, dictator, racist from becoming elected, I would cheat. I give you my word. If I could have stopped Hitler from being elected in 1933, I were a vote counter in Germany, I'd have cheated. So they have no reason not to cheat. Now, maybe they didn't. But you got to admit, they have no reason not to. Not conscience. Their conscience would dictate that if they can cheat, they would. And given all these anomalies, like the 19 districts, counties, and the first president in 150 years to get more votes for re-election than he got the first time, and there were so many other examples of that. Florida and Ohio almost always indicate who will win. Florida and Ohio went for Donald Trump. He's winning in the swing states, in the battleground states. He's winning. And then they stop the count. Now, maybe that's normal. It is. I fully acknowledge it might be normal. But I think there is more reason to have investigation into the elections. A free and fair election is what democracy is based on. People have to believe that their vote matters, than reason to have had 3 years of a special counsel, special prosecutor, on something that never happened, Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. So those are the three points that I wanted to make in trying to clarify what is going on. Of all the things, I don't know, well, there are so many that are tied for first, what's most upsetting, but I think that Joe Biden's lie that had it been a Black Lives Matter, they would have been treated very, very differently, when they weren't treated very, very differently, even when Black Lives Matter protesters, black and white, did far more damage, hurt far more lives than the mob in the U.S. Capitol. Okay, let me see your questions here.
Your closing thoughts might have answered that first one there.
All right, let's see. Two people asked the same question. Amy, 18. 18 is the age, for those of you new to the Fireside Chat. 8, Kansas City, Missouri. Katie, 15, Huntington Beach, California. How can we as conservatives respond to people making comments on why the police didn't use the same amount of force on the riot at the Capitol as they did at the BLM protests? Many people provide this as proof of white privilege. Do you think white privilege had anything to do with how the situation was handled? Wait a minute. This is a perfect example. This is like the famous Groucho Marx thing where his wife finds him in bed with another woman, and he gets up and he goes, "What are you going to believe me or your lying eyes?" It's like, we have lying eyes. Didn't we watch a year, practically a year or two thirds of a year of violent, not protests, riots, of takeovers of buildings, of burning down of buildings and businesses? And exactly what did the police do to these people? What are you talking about? on the contrary, the announcement of Democratic mayors and governors was, let's defund the police. What? I'm not going to allow a lie to be created within 6 months of an event happening. They should have been, in fact, blocked physically by the police. One of the tragedies of 2020 is how little police did with regard to left-wing rioters. Anyway, did you see the police tackling? They killed how many? This was one essentially nonviolent, still a mob, but not they weren't burning down anything. And one of the women involved in it got murdered or got killed. And you're telling me how many BLM protesters were killed by police in 6 months? Not in 1 hour, in 6 months. It's so tragic that you feel you have to be on the defensive. This is as big a lie as the white privilege lie. But if you repeat lies enough, that's the rule. It's called the big lie. Really, BLM protesters were treated more more harshly? Really? Where? Dane, 21, United Kingdom. Do you think a civil war is looming in the United States? 20 years ago, I wrote that there is a civil war in the United States. I simply added, I pray that it stays non-violent. But there is a civil war. There is, as I have said again for 20 years, left and right have less in common than North and South did in the Civil War in the 1860s. Everything we hold to be important, the left has contempt for. That's it. That's the way it works. The America has a trinity. Read my book, Still the Best Hope. I explain America and the left in it. America has a trinity, just like Christianity does. It's on every coin. E pluribus unum, in God we trust, liberty. By the way, I was talking to a Harvard student who read my book, was deeply affected by it, and she said to me she had never heard the phrase E pluribus unum before she read my book. So much for American education. It's one of the mottos of the United States of America. It means out of many, one. The left doesn't believe out of many, one. Out of many, many. One, they think the idea of a national identity is fascistic. That's what out of many, one meant. Everybody comes from all over, every religion, every race, every nationality, and we all become American. Otherwise, America will not survive. They can't stand that view. In God we trust, there's contempt for God on the left, contempt for Christians on the left. And liberty has never been a left-wing value. And that's why everywhere that they take over, they suppress it, like the universities, like Twitter. Michael, 19, Bothell, Washington. Were the BLM protests of 2020 similar to yesterday's event? Was it on the same level? I feel like the No Justice, No Peace message is similar. Well, you asked, there were two separate questions. One is the message. I don't know what yesterday's message was. But the other is, were they similar? Of course they're not similar. What was burned? Who was deprived of a livelihood and had their business burned? It was indefensible. It was terrible and wrong and stupid. But compared to the riots of this year, I don't even know why it's a question. Jacob, 17, Burnsville, Minnesota. In my classes today, the actions at the Capitol use an example of how conservatives and Trump supporters are white supremacists and was also used as evidence of white privilege. Boy, this keeps coming up. Just ask the teacher. Really? Well, there was a white girl killed. How many blacks were killed by the police in the protests? We'll say, well, what about George Floyd? George Floyd had nothing to do with protests. By the way, the jury is out on whether the policeman even killed George Floyd. All right. If you're listen, I remember the Ferguson, Missouri case where everybody, hands up, don't shoot. He never said hands up, don't shoot. It's still a lie that's pervaded in the society. A largely black jury never indicted the policeman in Ferguson because he was attacked by Michael Brown. That's what happened. I've seen the whole video in the case of George Floyd. They begged George Floyd to just get in the police car, but he was so high, probably on what was it? What's it called again? Oh God, the Sue will know. it's the drug, and I really want to tell you because that's probably what killed George Floyd. The name escapes me for the moment, but it's a drug that he was taking, and he had, I think, three times the amount that could be fatal. The knee on the side of the neck does not cause people to asphyxiate.
Is it fentanyl?
Yes, it's fentanyl. That's correct. I knew it was an F. Yeah, fentanyl. So what'll happen is, they will present the evidence to the jury that it's overwhelmingly likely that he was not killed by the officer, and then there'll be more riots. That's the way it works. Because that is the way it works, I'm sorry to say. It is amazing how many blacks have been killed since the mayors of these cities, all of them Democrat, have decided to reduce their police forces. And it's a non-issue to black leaders, and it is a non-issue to Democrat leaders. The left uses blacks exactly the way the communists used workers. They talk on their behalf to gain power, but couldn't care less about them. What do I say, Rowan, 15, in Michigan, what do I say to the liberals in my social media feed who call this domestic terrorism? Just ask them, did you call all of the riots this summer with far more destruction of property and far more looting? Did you call that domestic terrorism? If you call that domestic terrorism, then call this domestic terrorism. But if you only call domestic terrorism what once in a year Republicans do versus what was done daily by leftists, then you don't care about truth and you don't even care about domestic terrorism. You care about hitting the right. So your interest in truth or morality is zero. Eliana, 18, Montclair, California. What are your thoughts on people accusing Mike Pence of being a traitor? I'm confused as to what was expected of him. As president of the Senate, it is my understanding that his only constitutional role was to preside over the session. He didn't have the ability to do anything else. That is exactly right. If there's been a more loyal vice president to a president for 4 years than Mike Pence to Donald Trump, I am unaware of that person. This is a fanatical view. And look, we have fanatics on our side too. Sorry, I'm not happy about it, but life is messy. Catherine, 16, Williamsburg, Virginia. How do we show people that the actions on Capitol Hill do not reflect the beliefs of all conservatives? It's so sad. How come they never ask these questions? Portland, Seattle, Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, horrible violence, shutting down, ruining entire downtown areas. Did anybody ask a liberal, how do we show people that the actions in all these cities do not reflect the beliefs of all liberals? This is it. I so feel for you, Catherine, that you've been put into the position of having to answer that. Well, ask people, when was the last right-wing riot versus when was the last left-wing riot? How about this? Ask them a question. How come your people don't condemn, your congressmen and senators don't condemn left-wing riots, but the moment our people do anything, they are universally condemned by Republican senators and congressmen? Ask them that. They won't even know what you're talking about. I promise that. Taylor, 27, Texas. Hi, Dennis. As a mother and a believer in Christ, what is your opinion? Well, she's the mother and believer in Christ. Gotcha. What is your opinion, Dennis, on the best way to communicate? I'm not a mother or a believer in Christ. I was just making it clear, but I'm a big fan of Christians. What is your opinion on the best way to communicate everything that is going on to our children, and what can we do to ensure our elections are more transparent for the future? Well, I could tell you that the PragerU videos are about as good a way, and there are almost 500 of them now. They're about as good a way as I know. That's why we've created this. And if they're old enough, read them my Bible commentary, which makes the Bible relevant to today, the rational Bible. How do we ensure our elections are more transparent for the future? That's a fair question, not one that the Democrats are interested in having answered. What's our time frame here?
42.
What would you like to do?
Around 50 is fine.
Okay.
An hour. We finished the questions. There's not many left.
Oh, okay. Annalisa. It's got SR at the end. I don't know if that's spelled right. Anyway, 20, Kennesaw, Georgia. What should be done about the us versus them mentality taken up by both parties defending one kind of riot and condemning another? How do we talk to others who don't agree with us politically about how to handle this? See, this is another example. It's so sad. There's a 20-year-old asking, wait a minute. It is not a mentality taken up by both parties defending one kind of riot and condemning another. We condemn ours. There's no symmetry. None. That's my point. We condemn ours. And we do it very rarely. Yesterday was an aberration. Riots are 99% in America on the left. Oh, I got one more. Make sense?
Yeah.
Ashby, 16, Pennsylvania. What can we as conservatives do to show that we don't want violence? How can we stand for our values now that the name conservative and Republican has been tainted by the rioters? Thank you for your time and everything you do. Pray you God bless. Ashby, there are no groups that only have perfect members. So if the actions of a tiny, infinitesimally small part taint the name, then there is no group in the world that's decent. If 99% of riots are done by the left, then that's the issue that one has to recognize. They did taint the name, I agree. But if they tainted the name, what did all of the rioters over a half year in 2020 do? They should have shattered the name of the left, especially given the lack of criticism and confrontation by Democratic officials. See, all of these questions are so sad to me because it's put the good guys on the defensive. And the bad guys should be on the defensive. Maybe that's a thought to leave you with. This is a very difficult time in American history. I don't know if America will survive as America the 2 years of left-wing rule that we're going to enter. They do, They do want to destroy the U.S. as we know it. Barack Obama acknowledged it. His famous statement in 2008, we are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America. You don't love what you want to fundamentally transform. If a man said, I want to fundamentally transform my wife, or a wife said, I want to fundamentally transform my husband, you know that spouse doesn't love the other spouse. America can always be improved, just like I can always be improved, and you can always be improved. But let me tell you something. It's a lot easier to destroy than to build. And all the left knows is to destroy. Liberals build, and conservatives build. Leftists destroy. Special edition of the Fireside Chat live to you from my home on behalf of Otto, and we'll see you next week. Thank you for watching this video. To keep PragerU videos free, please consider making a tax-deductible donation.